Hello, welcome to our channel. We have a whiz bang story about whiz bang about Social Security being destroyed by the Biden administration in section 1115. But first, when everything begins to fall apart, gold and silver will be the exchangeable commodity. When 4,800 times when the currency collapsed, gold and silver was the currency, and they had to reset the currency 3 to 4 times. So you're going to go through a period of time when food is unavailable, diesel is cut, and food isn't going to be shipped east and west. And there's so much to say. We sanitize the stories for YouTube 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have to sanitize them so that we don't talk about elections. And there's a dozen other subjects that we're not allowed to talk about. But we're pretty sanitized. But gold and silver, that's why we use noble gold. And then this little thing, I put this little neuropathy machine. My right foot is all pink, and it's all wound up now because I got to wash the pads. They're getting dirty. And then I put it on a wound that hasn't healed in 3 months, and in a couple of days, that neuropathy machine from Coach Jimmy K. Now, the DNOS is great. It's great for everything. We use this constantly, but I'm using the neuropathy machine. Boy, is it powerful. Whew! You know, I say powerful, but it takes like 6 hours to burn through a 9-volt battery. It just concentrates it at 7.83. And then the DNOS, it has a couple of AA batteries in it. It'll last 15, 20 hours. So you're not getting zapped with a lot of electricity, but boy, is it powerful. Anyway, Coach Jimmy K. But on to the news. Joe Biden says another dumb thing. He says this economy's great for everybody. Yeah, I think he's right. I think 25% inflation to 50% inflation is great for everybody, right? Right. We go out for a bowl of minestrone soup, which was $5. Now it's 10 bucks. How long of a time? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a year. So things are doubling at the restaurant level. The restaurants are failing left and right. So support your local restaurant. So the Biden economy, guess who just increased federal rates by 0.75%? 75 basis points. The feds once again raise the interest rate, and every time they raise the interest rate, the economy goes into the toilet. 2 quarters in a row, a depression, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, but not according to the United States. They define everything and redefine and redefine and redefine and redefine. We're in a booming economy, says Biden. Now it's 3 quarters in a row with negative GDP. And if you erase all the fake numbers, it's 4 quarters in a row with negative GDP. We've been in a depression for years. And this is interesting. A woman from Syria who led a battalion of Syrian rebels to kill U.S. troops was given 20 years in prison. The illegal alien is allowed to stay in America, given 20 years. She'll probably get out on 3 for good behavior. She killed American troops as they let the last prisoner from Gitmo go, who was charged with nothing and held in prison for 20 years and charged with nothing. Let's see, does that... Speedy trial. Isn't it somewhere in the Bill of Rights that we're supposed to have a speedy trial somewhere in the Fifth Amendment? 20 years in jail and never charged with anything. Sounds like General Milley needs a nice cold enema. He's in charge of Gitmo, by the way. And an illegal alien gets 25 years in prison after stabbing a woman to death. 25 years in prison, not the death penalty, not life in prison. But she stabbed a woman and stuffed her in a duffel bag, and the illegal alien gets 25 years in prison, probably 7 for good behavior. Why, that's less time than a guy singing praises outside an abortion clinic. So it's more of a crime to praise God outside an abortion clinic, more of a crime than to stab a woman to death when you're an illegal alien. Unbelievable evil coming out of the United States Justice Department. The only solution? Defund it. Let the public take revenge on the murderers. Defund everything. It's coming. Federal grants have to stop. And the Clinton secretary criticizes Biden because he said, well, let's see. The price of gas is up. Some of you are paying $6 and $7 a gallon. So we'll just hit the oil companies with more taxes. Like, that's going to bring down the price of gasoline by taxing the oil companies? He's insane. Biden is absolutely, the Biden administration has gone insane. And I think they've gone insane because they want to swap over and bring everything down. He's insane. And Klaus Schwab's right-handed man, once again, at the World Economic Forum said, we're going to reduce the world's population. We don't need the useless food eaters. We'll just reduce them. And we're not allowed to talk about this. So go to williamout.tv. There's so much we're bringing to williamout.tv and to our non-YouTube channels. So much stuff that we can't talk about on YouTube because YouTube is funded by the federal government. And the federal government demands that YouTube be whitewashed. So we're not even allowed to talk about it. We can say he said it because he said it, but we're not allowed to talk about it. And Colombia's oil production, we're short of oil. Colombia's oil production is shutting down because the the Colombian cocaine industry is harvesting too much cocaine.
Are you talking South America, Colombia?
Yeah, South America, Colombia, oil wells. The oil, they have oil wells and they're transporting oil outside of Colombia. Well, they're shutting down because the ports are clogged with cocaine. And the U.S. Coast Guard is too busy intercepting cocaine in Beiran and halfway across the world and protecting our shores. The Coast Guard was started to protect our shores. And the Chinese fishing fleet challenged our Coast Guard and went within the 20-mile limit and used their nets and scraped everything. We now have deserts on our ocean floors thanks to the Chinese fishing boats. This is not reported anywhere. And the Coast Guard has been ordered by General Milley, all hail the master, the pig, wrapped in a blanket, to go overseas and operate to stop cocaine from coming into Europe instead of stopping it from coming into America. You think maybe our priorities are wrong? That the demon rats need to be routed out like the demons they are? And Musk took over Twitter, and the first thing he did was fire all the executives and all the lawyers. He said, we're going to make this a free platform. We might even have a subscriber service. So he's busy firing 3/4 of the Twitter employees. Now,
yeah.
You're a Twitter employer who's censoring people because the FBI ordered you to censor people. If you don't censor people, we'll throw some flashbang hand grenades at your front door, and from a loudspeaker, we'll search your home and arrest you. So the Twitter employees for 20 years, however long it's been, 10 years, whenever Twitter started, same with Facebook, have been censoring the heck out of everybody. So Twitter stock, well, it's up to $52, but it was way down. So Twitter and Facebook stock, the fangs, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google have hit the toilet. Because people realize that when you advertise on Facebook, you get 3,000 hits, but only 30 are real people. So they're pulling out of Facebook and Twitter. And they realize that when they advertise on Netflix, Netflix says they have 1 million watches, but they only have maybe 20 watchers. Here at Cairo Radio, they say they have hundreds of thousands of listeners. But if you do the numbers, they only have 11 listeners from 11 o'clock at night to 4 in the morning. So I paid $500 for an ad. I had no idea. I only reached 11 people. I did the demographics, and I said, nobody listens to Cairo after 11. So I did a midnight ad and I reached 11 people for $500. It doesn't pay on radio. It doesn't pay on TV. It doesn't pay on Netflix. Only the conservative channels have a lot of viewers. And if they say they have 10 viewers, they have something like 10,000. But you can't target advertise on Facebook or Twitter. You can't target advertise on YouTube. You have to contact the YouTube people themselves because YouTube will put your ads on some silly little channel. And isn't it amazing? In Wyoming, all across the country, people are going bird hunting. Ducks, geese, wild chickens they call grouse, which are really good, but they're tough, you have to boil them up. There's no bird flu. Did you know that, Jane?
No, there is, it's all been baked.
It's all? So as the price of chicken goes up, you can thank somebody, but it's not in any of the wild birds. I was amazed. The departments of wildlife went out all over the country and there's no bird flu and wild birds. Unbelievable. So they're dropping packets to vaccinate the birds against what they consider to be bad diseases. So I don't know where that's going to lead to. I have no idea, but the sooner we defund the Federal Department of Fish and Game, the better. And all that money Jane promised to the coal workers for re-education?
Who was it promised to?
To the coal workers.
Oh.
Remember, Biden stood up and said, this Save America, the $28.5 trillion we're spending, this $1.5 trillion and this $3.2 trillion, and this $1.8 trillion is going to help the coal miners find new jobs. Remember all that?
I do. And then he said something about, well, they can learn how to work a computer.
You know how much money got to the coal workers? It's coming out of the Wyoming. Not one dime got anywhere to train the coal workers. Not one dime. And on to the main story. Hospitals are going bankrupt left and right. We're going to look at Tacoma General, our hospital, and we're going to look at Brooklyn's largest hospital. They lost $145 million last year. $10 million went to the board of directors, $3.2 million directly to the director of the hospital. They lost $145 million. Well, how can they lose $145 million? Well, I'm glad you asked. The governor herself got $100,000 from the hospital, Brooklyn Hospital. She got a $100,000 campaign contribution. These hospitals are getting money from Medicaid and giving them to the Democrats. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing.
Oh my God, where'd you see that?
That was in New York Times, which is a left-wing blat. And now the left-wing blat is finding out that all these hospitals are bleeding billions of dollars to fund the demon rats. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, hospitals? So the CEOs have, when the pandemic started, the CEO's assistant, every single major hospital is a CIA agent. So we said they're bleeding the hospitals dry. Yes, to fund the CIA. They're funding the leftard illegal. They're illegally using government money. So you give $1 million to the local hospital, and it goes to the demon rats who work with the World Economic Forum and want to reduce the world's population. So you give this money to the hospital. Now, we're not allowed to talk about the pandemic, and we won't. The third reason for the losses, Washington State, Oregon State, New York State, Delaware State, Virginia State pays a third of the Medicaid costs and Medicare costs. And they're already bleeding. 40% of their budget is for Medicaid, primarily for illegals. The federal government, Medicaid, Medicare, only pays 30 or 66% of the medical costs. Did you know that, Jane?
No.
Hospital submits a $1,000 bill, they get $660.
Oh, yes, I know. They get a reduced, that's their sliding scale.
So, what happens is it's like a federal bond. You buy a $1 billion bond and you only get $666 million back by the federal government. Oh, you buy this bond at 10%, but you don't get it back. It's like me, a member of the general public who doesn't worship Lucifer, goes and tries to cash a bond in Russia. Russia says you can't cash it. You're not one of the satanic high holy people. Austria, China, their bonds are worthless as the paper they're printed on. I can't get a Chinese bond cash that was printed 10 years ago, nor can I get an Austrian bond cashed for $10,000 because the Austrian government says you're not one of the elites. So unless you're one of the elites, you can't cash the bonds. Well, King Biden's latest welfare expansion, now there's $120 trillion in Social Security, but Medicaid's bankrupt. King Biden's latest welfare expansion, Medicaid payment for housing, food, and even furniture. Can you believe that? Governor Kathy Hochul got $100,000 from a New York hospital, just one hospital, and she's defending it. But you can't take him to court. I got the money. I'm a Democrat. So anyway, CMS Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure, what kind of a name is that, Chiquita Brooks-LaSure, argues such measures are needed to address the root social causes of health concerns, like lack of access to nutritional food and housing and insecurity. So they're going to pay for housing, food, and even furniture out of Medicare and Medicaid. And you said they'd never bust Medicaid. But these recent approvals, Section 1115, allow state Medicaid programs to create demonstration projects that use experimental projects that use Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program funds. Children's Health Insurance Program funds to buy housing and furniture. So the money you pay for Medicaid, that $171, all 12.5 million. You see, when I was a kid, 15 million people were on Social Security retirement. Today, so that's 65 years ago. Today, 15 million people are on Social Security retirement programs. But Biden is trying to reduce it to 12.5 with a bill that says if you get a pension from like Ford or the Mechanics Union, you can't collect Social Security, which is not, you paid for that. And if you put that much money in Templeton Worldwide Fund, you would retire with over $10 million. You'd be getting about $50,000 a year, but instead you're getting $12,000 a year from the feds because they blew it on all on campaign contributions and going to illegal aliens. So you are so hurt by this program. We recommended the National Guard retirement go into a Templeton Worldwide Fund because the National Guard at 60 would retire. So you're a sergeant, you retire after 20 years. Usually you get about $300-$400 a month as a retired National Guard or Army Reserve member. Well, that would be almost $6,000 a month if they put it in Templeton Worldwide Fund. But the National Guard Association rejected that. They're going to continue to pay the reserves and guards $300-$400 a month. Why? Because that money goes somewhere other than it should go. So now under Section 1115, the waiver, you can pay for all kinds of service, the ever-expanding social coverage. It's supposed to be a budget neutral, meaning federal spending under the waiver cannot exceed what it would have without the waiver. But the Government Accountability Office has turned their eyes to this and said, well, you can violate Section 1115. We're going to have to end it soon.
Well, you're doing good.
So under the new laws, Team Biden is not stopping with Medicaid either. CMS Center for Medical and Medicaid Innovation announced it's developing Medicare Advantage models that address the social determinants of health by providing supplemental benefits such as non-medical transport. So you want to go to the mall, Medicaid's going to pay for it. Meal delivery, so you say I'm broke. Now, a disabled vet can't get this because a disabled vet is considered money. So you pay $1,500 for housing, you buy food. That's too much. But if you're on welfare and you get a housing voucher for $1,500 a month and a food voucher for $400 a month, don't tell me, I've seen these $400 and $500 a month food vouchers. So you got two kids, so you're getting $1,500 a month for food vouchers, free medical care, which the disabled vet has to pay for. Then you can qualify for meal delivery and rental support for 3.7 million underserved Medicaid and Medicare appointees. Also testing a health-related social needs screening tool for Medicare and Medicaid, the agency claims without any sense of irony that clinicians can easily use the 8-page, 26-question tool as part of their busy clinical workflows with people of all different ages, backgrounds, and settings to inform patients. Now, this is how they're going to do assisted suicide. They're going to pay for it out of Medicaid. Canada has $10,000 a year. I won't tell you what the United States already has. Expanding the definition of government-funded health care is consistent with other administration actions. 16 million ineligible beneficiaries will be eligible. So Medicare and Medicaid is not for the 15 million retired. It's for the 120 million refugees, half of which live overseas. Social Security told me this. And they said 80 million 15 years ago. And it's now expanding into the welfare community. So just like the VA hospital treats the homeless, now Social Security will treat the homeless for Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security will put them up in housing and pay for their food stamps and give them free taxi rides wherever they want to go. And non-medical expenses such as housing, rent, relocation expenses, and furniture, meals, air conditioning, and air purifiers will be paid for. They are so proud of paying for illegal aliens' air conditioning. This is where Social Security is headed. The Air Force said it would die in 2022. And this latest story, and these people are usually so left-wing, so satanic that you can't get the truth out of them. But on Section 1115, again, Team Biden's latest welfare expansion, Medicare payment for housing, food, furniture, and even air conditioning and relocation expenses for those on welfare and the illegal immigrants. You wonder where your Social Security money's going? You wonder why grandma gets $1,200 a month and a loaf of bread is $10? It's going to be expanded and expanded and expanded until it blows up. Cloward Piven's Law, initiated by the demon rats 40 years ago. There you go. And that's a wrap, Jack, and that's why Social Security is about to die. God bless. We're going to go to a universal payment system when we get a central bank digital currency, only if you obey your masters and say good things about national socialism. And this is why we're warning families to get gold and silver, because we're so family friendly. We're warning you, if you got Social Security only, you might need a second job, a Walmart greeter or something. You might, like us, we're 60s and 70s and we're still working. Why? Because we need to tell you what's coming and why your Social Security is going away and why mom and dad might move into your house with a suitcase. It's not meant as a joke. It's meant as reality. The day they started Social Security, they started giving out checks to welfare recipients. The day they started Social Security, FDR talked about the welfare payments coming out of Social Security. Unbelievable evil coming out of the White House, which is now Fort McPherson, the CIA. God bless. Thank you very much. And now you know why Social Security is about to go away. Biden. See you tomorrow.